Making oxygen. Magnetic moment. A new approach may make oxygen manufacturing much cheaper.
Oxygen is vital, literally so for breathing, and thus for many hospital patients, and metaphorically for industries ranging from steelmaking to pharmaceuticals, which use it in their processes. The world market for the gas is therefore large. Various estimates put it as having been between about $28 billion and $49 billion in 2019. It could, though, be larger. In a set of reactions that also involve oxygen and steam, fossil fuels such as coal and natural gas can be turned into hydrogen, a source of energy, and carbon dioxide, which can be separated and sequestered underground. That might allow their continued employment in a world of restricted greenhouse gas emissions. It would, however, require a cheap and abundant supply of oxygen, which is why America's Department of Energy is sponsoring a project intended to pull oxygen from the atmosphere with magnets. Dry air is a mixture of 21% oxygen, 78% nitrogen, and 1% argon, with a few other trace gases such as carbon dioxide. At the moment, most of the world's pure oxygen is made by the liquefaction and subsequent distillation of air to separate it into its components. This is done in large factories. The other source of oxygen, somewhat less pure, is small mobile plants called oxygen concentrators. These either absorb the nitrogen into a porous substance called a zeolite, leaving behind a gas that is 90% oxygen, or force air through membranes more permeable to one gas than the other, yielding a somewhat less rich mixture. The alternative of magnetic separation is the brainchild of John Vetrovec, boss of Aquest, a technology firm in Larkspur, Colorado. Though oxygen cannot be magnetized permanently in the way that elements like iron can, it is attracted by magnetic fields. As a consequence, when air is pumped through such a field, its oxygen gets concentrated in those places where the field is strongest. This concentration enhancement is small, but if the oxygen-enriched part of the airstream could be separated from the oxygen-impoverished part and then treated in the same way over and over again, it could be enriched to the point where it was pure enough to be useful. Dr. Vetrovec thinks he knows how to do this.